Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Social Media Saturday, April 27th, I believe it is, 2024. Steve Cypress here, and man, I have been busy from dawn until now, where we have a beautiful sunset going on behind me. You can see the gorgeous colors in the clouds. I put a post on Facebook yesterday, if you haven't seen it. Facebook shows, I'm sure you know if you use Facebook, shows your post to only a fraction of your Facebook friends that you're connected to. But I put a post on yesterday that generated a flood of responses. So it was a told a cautionary tale about a very unfortunate, disastrous situation that my beautiful wife Michelle and I find ourselves in through a mistake, a tragic mistake that I made. You can read all about it on Facebook. But the point is, I got a flood of messages today, text messages, phone calls, emails, even a visit from one of my great friends and clients, all kinds of meetings all day long. I did get a lot of messages about, hey, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but you know, that sucks, but I can't help. Ironically, even from some people that owe me money. Hello, self-awareness much. But also, received a whole lot of help. So some people were brainstorming and giving me ideas that of course I should have known that, things to do. Other people gave me short-term ideas. Other people gave me long-term opportunities of bringing me in on projects, or hey, you can do this project for me, not right now, but I'm going to need it then. So we got all kinds of future stuff going to be going on. One member of one of my masterminds renewed a partial renewal, and so bought something and sent me some much-needed cash for a renewal. Two people gave me short-term loans, and both of those people also talked about bringing me in to their business as a working in the business, partnering in the business, all kinds of stuff. So, and I got some calls scheduled for tomorrow, because today was just packed one after the other, and I'm going to be talking to more people tomorrow, and then Monday will be a crazy business day as I wrap up some things. Again, if you read the post or you read the post, you'd understand what's going on. But anyway, the point is, social media, very powerful. I heard from old friends, clients that I haven't heard from in a while. Always great to catch up. Got a lot of great ideas. Got offers for help. All kinds of great things. So I think the key was being authentic, being open. It was definitely embarrassing to write the post. Hesitated for weeks to write that post. But finally did it for the two reasons I say in the post. One, to help other people, and then possibly to also get some help myself. I hope that I accomplished the first one. I know I accomplished the second one. Not enough yet. Still need some more help. And so tomorrow will be some more scrambling and trying to dig out of this thing. And then Monday as well. And then on from there. But whirlwind of a day. And it just shows you the power of social media when you're authentic, open, vulnerable, honest, and just going to share your life with people and tell people like it is. Am I saying to go as far as being the Kardashians and having a camera, you know, follow you around your house 24 hours a day? No, but I am saying that in business, relationships, trusted relationships are huge, and trust comes from being in integrity. Got some light playing tricks on me here, and being authentic and being open. And what a lot of people do on social media, I'm sure you know, you see it all the time, is they just show their best. Hey, look at, you know, they take a selfie 10 times before they post one, or look at the great meal I'm having, or look at how, where I'm traveling, or I'm lying on the beach or whatever. But you know, when you're actually open and honest and vulnerable, if you haven't tried it yet, try it, because I predict it's not easy to do, but it's worthwhile. It's the right thing to do, and it works. It gets responses, even if people are just being supportive. That was great. And Mike is here. Great seeing you. Thanks for being on the video. That'll do it for today. Long, long day. I'm going to go have a little time with my beautiful wife, Rochelle, who is not handling this well at all. And I got another long day ahead tomorrow. And every day this week will be a long day of digging out of this situation. I thank everybody who did contact me. If you're watching this and you contacted me and you reached out for help, I thank you sincerely, as I already have, and I am doing it now again. And that'll do it for today. I'll be back here again tomorrow on Sunday, fun day. Hope you're enjoying the day wherever you are. We're enjoying this gorgeous sunset, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.